You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
One side came into the season with plenty of optimism and it was crushed by West Ham, that is Arsenal. But they bounced back last week. Liverpool approached the season with slightly less optimism. And although they haven't been fantastic so far, they're yet to concede a goal and they've got a 100% record. This could be... whoever wins this league is going to be right up there, and you'd imagine, for the season. But are Liverpool a bit big at 18-5?
I'm not sure, really. I sat down and watched that game on Monday night, and God, it was dull. It was like, does Liverpool still don't seem to have that player who can put his foot on the ball and grab a game by the scruff of the neck and say, right, we're 1-0 up here, and there's no way we're going to allow Bournemouth to make us feel nervous for the last 15 minutes. Bournemouth didn't really have a chance to speak up, but you still watched it thinking, God, they could get something here. Liverpool shouldn't be in that position 1-0 up at home. They should be dominating. I know they had that Benteke chance right near the end and that would have been 2-0 wrapped up, but I think that might have massaged the actual performance. They just look a little bit weak at the minute, Liverpool, for me. Defensively, nothing wrong, really. You know, you can't really argue what they've done so far. But going to Arsenal, at Arsenal, the team with the most shots on goal in the Premier League this season so far, 21, by the way, in two games. We know Arsenal like to attack. And I think Sanchez, watching him last week, he did everything but score. And he has to be on my mind to score in this game. I'm a massive fan of his. Whether they win the game or not, I'm not sure. But at 23-20, to score any time, I like that. I prefer that to the odds on that you're getting for Arsenal to win the game. So I watched that game and thought, I'm going to back Sanchez to score a goal in his next game. I also like Ramsey, by the way, to get on the score sheet. He's 13-8. Whether he does it in this match or not, I'm not sure. But I think I've noted down a few players who I like to score in the next few games, and those two are on my list. And Sanchez will get more chances, so I'll stick with Sanchez as my main bet in this game. Just Sanchez to score a goal at 23-20.
Tempted by the headline offer then? Sanchez to score Arsenal.
Yeah, I mean, if you like Arsenal, I think the draw's a big player here, though, to be honest with you. I can see a 1-1 draw, if I'm being honest. I think, Liverpool have been solid if without being spectacular, so that's why I'm shying away from that a little bit. But if you're strong on Arsenal yourself, then I'd stick Sanchez in as well. But for me, just Sanchez to score a goal.
Okay, keeping it simple on Sanchez for Lee. What about you, Derek?
Well, you hinted at my thought in the opening, Alex. 18-5 Liverpool is way too big. Mm. I mean, your odds compilers are paying massive respect to Arsenal, and I'm wondering why. The form of their opening day defeat was diabolical. I haven't seen much of the Crystal Palace game last week. It's a good result on paper. I mean, did they impress too many people that day?
They played good football, but they also conceded a fair few chances, I'd say. It was a really good game to watch, actually. But going forward, they looked pretty mesmerising.
It was, but if you listen back, if you get a chance to listen back to our preview about the punt, what I said was pretty much spot on. I'm being deaf, but basically Palace, great going forward, but susceptible at the back, and pretty much the same for Arsenal, really. But Sanchez, they had a lot of chances, didn't they? Mm. Sanchez could have probably scored three on his own. So.
Well, the difference Liverpool now this season, I haven't been able to say this about Liverpool for many years. They're playing poorly and winning, when was the last time Liverpool did that? 2-1-0 wins. It's basically the Arsenal of old, isn't it? They've turned into, and they will improve. They will definitely improve because they've got the players to improve. I think 18-5 is a sensational bet. I'm just not having Arsenal. I really aren't. Take Sanchez out of the team, and I don't see too much there. I don't see anything that's better than what Liverpool have got, to be honest. I really don't. And I know they finished above Liverpool last season, but I'm prepared to put a decent bet on Liverpool finishing above Arsenal this season. I just don't see anything from the Gunners. And 18-5, well, I mean, it's a bet of the season already.
Okay, so really keen on Liverpool there. We've just been looking there, Lee, at the amount of goals in this fixture in recent years.
Yeah.
Both teams have scored 7-10, as is over 2.5 goals. Would have landed in, well, five of the last six, is it, recent meetings?
Yeah, they had that 4-1 last year, obviously, the Liverpool 5-1 at Anfield a couple of seasons ago. Yeah, last year Arsenal won 4-1 back in April. But yeah, Liverpool, I mean, it's difficult to judge. Liverpool do look a lot better defensively. I think they have to be better defensively this season.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.